have to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted to have you on board today. We're looking forward to your dialogue and discussion. Lest I forget it, let me remind you once again, that telephone number, call-in number, is 904-831-0917, 831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking with Holly Dean today. Holly is the chairperson for Moms for Liberty here in Duval County. Holly is a family law attorney. Holly has invested most of her legal career at the Florida Child Legal Services, working on cases involving abuse, abandoned, and neglected children. Holly has worked as a guardian ad litem attorney, representing the best interest of children in the legal system. Holly, again, thank you for taking time to join us today. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, Title IX of the Department of State, U.S. Department of Education, with the modifications and changes that Joe Biden claims that he had made a commitment to do at his outset of his administration, and it's changing multiple things in the Title IX that would redound to the detriment of our sons and daughters and grandkids in the school system. Holly, just for the reintroduction of what we're doing for some that might have just tuned in, tell us about Title IX and exactly what is happening with the rules that Joe Biden is wanting to change. What is the deadline, and what are your recommendations that we should do as parents and grandparents?
Sure. So on August 19th of 2024, the Department of Education released new Title IX regulations, and this is part of a civil rights law that prohibits discrimination on the basis of sex in education programs and activities. And this includes all public and private elementary and secondary schools and colleges and universities receiving any federal funds. And the changes that they implemented were that sex no longer means male or female. It includes gender identity and sex stereotypes. Any biological males can participate in girls-only sports. Bathrooms, locker rooms, overnight field trips, housing will be available based solely on gender identity and not someone's biological sex. Anyone who speaks up about this or the right not to undress in front of the opposite biological sex can be punished for harassment. So it forces people to affirm a lie or face a penalty.
Puts the students and the families in a position that it will traverse anything that would be called morals, ethics, and values that's being taught in the home, that's being enforced then in the school system. Knowing that, what are your recommendations very succinctly for parents, grandparents that's listening today? How would you respond? What do you recommend that parents do?
Well, Moms, the National Moms for Liberty organization filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration to prevent these changes to Title IX. Over 22 GOP states, including Florida, Georgia, and Texas, have filed lawsuits along with numerous organizations. But in Moms for Liberty's lawsuit, they received a court order, a preliminary injunction, and for all Moms for Liberty members, it prohibits the Biden administration from enforcing these changes on any of the children of the members of Moms for Liberty. And so Moms for Liberty has to file a notice to the court identifying the member schools by July 15th of this year. So the deadline's coming up. So we are recommending that anyone who wants their children to be protected under this injunction to join Moms for Liberty and be included on that notice.
Tell our listeners how they can do that. Phone number, email addresses, or contact individual. Sure. How can moms and grandparents that are listening right now, how can they become involved? What can they do? And how can they reach out to someone to become involved?
Absolutely. And it's not just moms either. Dads can join as well, and grandparents, any natural guardian of the child. But it's very easy. You can text Liberty to 53445. And you can also go to momsforliberty.org, and there's a pop-up window right when you go on their website that says Become a Member, and you just click on that link, and it will take you to it. But membership's free, and, you know, if there's not a chapter in your area, you can still become a member at large, so you don't have to worry about that. But if you're in Duval County, you can go to momsforlibertyduval.org as well. So lots of options.
Holly, I'm looking at a headline from American Family Association, Tim Whelan. Says, I have good news for you. I just learned that the organizations of Moms for Liberty and Young Americans Foundation were successfully getting a federal court in Kansas to temporarily halt President Biden's Title IX changes that would force public schools to allow biological men to participate in girls' sports or girls' bathrooms. What Biden is doing, this is the writer of this article, Tim Wyman, what Biden is doing here is pure evil. He's trying to force the transgender agenda on America's children by withholding money if they do not join in. Several states are pushing back. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida said, this Florida will not comply. To your knowledge, how many other states are saying that their states will not comply?
I know that there's a lot of states filing lawsuits. I'm not sure what the other governors are going to be doing regarding the Title IX issues, but I know Governor DeSantis is very adamant that, you know, we will not comply. We're so lucky to have him protecting us and Florida children. But as we saw with COVID-19 and with masking, especially in Duval County, schools don't always follow the law. So having extra protection doesn't hurt.
I am thankful to see that. I'm looking at another headline, and I'm delighted to see other organizations, Moms for Liberty being one, an American Family Association, and then Concerned Women of America. Looking at a headline from Concerned Women of America Legislative Action Committee, tell Congress vote to block the Title IX rewrite. This week, Congress will vote on a bill to block the implementation of the Biden administration's radical Title IX rewrite in bold print. We need you to contact your representatives today and ask them to vote in favor of HJRES Regulation 6165. Are you familiar with that, and what does that connote?
I'm not as familiar with that, but I have sent our general, I've sent letters to all of our elected representatives about this issue, and I know I've received several responses back, and I know that They are all working on this issue, and they are all concerned about it. So, but I think that that's a wonderful thing, and I think Congress definitely needs to get involved. But I'm thankful that our representatives are taking this seriously.
Absolutely. In fact, further in the article says, Congress passed Title IX to ensure students have equal opportunity, education, and articles on the basis of sex, male and female. But the new rules reference sex to include the vague, subjective category of gender identity. You touched on that earlier, Holly. Would you mind explaining to our listeners how this, as I call it, the nitty-gritty of how this is affected and implemented in a local school? Let's say a boy, a full male, walking down the hallway, can he just walk in a girl's bathroom, locker room, shower room, dressing room, and claim that he feels feminine and walk in, and if this rule is sustained, that he would be able to do that? Am I interpreting that correctly?
Yes. It would apply sex discrimination and harassment rules to students and teachers who misgender another student or teacher. And so this means if someone refers to someone by their biological sex instead of their gender identity, or if they don't use the person's preferred pronouns, they will be punished for sexual harassment.
All right, I've got a question, Holly, from the legal standpoint. And I'm looking at another headline that says, why Biden administration updates Title IX, how it affects student survivors and abuses of LGBTQ kids. And the three-page article, the premise of it summarized is simply this. Biden is saying that unless this is passed, that those that are transgendered or those that are considered LGBTQI plus students, that somehow, some way would be mistreated, their rights would be violated. From a legal standpoint, am I correct or not? But I believe that we have rules, regulations, guidelines, laws that protect every human being, and we do not need to carve out special, transgendered ideological gender identity groups and give them special protection. Am I misunderstanding that, or is that on target?
No, I think it's definitely on target, and one of the arguments that we've heard a lot is that they need their own special bathrooms, their own special places to feel safe. The new Title IX regulations would require schools to construct new accommodations for transgender students, It's completely setting aside a whole different, something completely different for one certain class of students. It's not fair to the other students in that school.
Well, Holly, another question from the legal position. Looking at an article, Republican Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton sued the Biden administration on April the 29th over the federal non-discrimination protection for transgender students and vowed not to adhere to the new rules. Here's what Ken Paxton, the Attorney General for Texas, says. I am instructing the Texas Educational Agency to ignore your illegal dictates, Paxton said. Quote, this is the subject, now your response. Your rewrite, speaking to Biden, your rewrite of Title IX not only exceeds your constitutional authority, it also tramples laws that I signed to protect the integrity of women's sports by prohibiting men from competing against female athletes. Now, the part that I'm concerned and interested in, does Joe Biden have the constitutional authority to just by fiat change the regs?
Absolutely not. This has been an argument about the Department of Education quite frequently. And this is also, I think, one of the reasons why President Trump has indicated he wants to eliminate the Department of Education. This would put biological females at a higher risk for physical injury in sports. It's also infringing on parental rights to make sure that parents can oversee their child's safety and well-being at school-sponsored events. So it's very concerning.
One of the things, Holly, that most people are not aware of, and you touched on it, and that triggered my recollection, when President Trump went into office, sworn in January the 21st, 2017, one of the first things he did, he gave Betsy DeVos the directive to start dismantling, his words, dismantling the U.S. Department of Education. I know this is conjecture, but why, in your opinion, was that never done in his 4 years in office?
I'm not really sure, other than I know that the administrative state is very strong, and I imagine that it would be very difficult. The Department of Education has their hand in many things, and a hold on a great many things, and so I can imagine that it is a very difficult situation. But do I think it needs to be done? Absolutely.
I agree 100%. Holly, part of your biographical and your resume states that you worked as a guardian ad litem attorney representing the best interest of children in the legal system. That's an interesting subject for me. I've got a daughter-in-law that serves in that position, in that category also, in this general geographical area. For the benefit of our listeners, what does that mean? What do you actually do? And why is that a passion of yours?
Yes. So we would, when there's a legal case involving a child, we are appointed by the court to interview the child, to review the case, to interview parties in the involved in the court case, to get information about the child, and to make recommendations about the best interest of the child. Guardian ad litem attorneys are the advocates for the child and the legal system, and advocating for their best interest. Because a lot of times in court cases, especially between parents in family law cases, there's a lot of fighting between each other, and the child gets lost in between that that fighting. So it's very important. Guardian ad litem attorneys and guardian ad litem volunteers are very respected by the courts, and their opinion carries a lot of weight because they are primarily focused on the child.
Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. We're talking with Holly Dean today. Holly is the chairperson for Moms for Liberty for Duval County. I'd love to have you join in the dialogue and discussion. You can do so by dialing 904-831-0917. Holly, if you would take a moment once again, I want our listeners to be sure and grasp the information on how they can protect their children, their grandchildren, as being a part of Moms for Liberty. How can they become involved? What can they do? Who should they call? How should they text, et cetera? Give us, give our listeners a few moments of interest on what they can do and how they can reach out to you.
Sure, absolutely. You can text the word LIBERTY to 53445, or you can go to momsforliberty.org and click on the window. There's a link that says Become a Member. A membership is free, and you just sign up for that. And it's if there's not a chapter in your area, you can still be a member at large. But I would encourage everyone, even if you don't have children, if you know someone that has a child or children, let them know about it, especially these parents who are living in a lot of blue states and are having to deal with this more so than in Florida. But definitely share it on social media. Let everyone know that you can, because the deadline is July 15th to be covered under this preliminary injunction.
That is so vital. Holly, once again, I'm looking at, I've got stacks and stacks of documentary articles in relationship to what we're talking about. Looking at headlines, says, federal judge makes history. He rules that sex unambiguously is binary. Further, the article states, one of Joe Biden's key weapons in his promotion of the LGBTQ ideology for not just people in America but around the world has been his simple re-identification of words. This article reads, sex, his administration has claimed, actually means sexual orientation or gender identity. Thus, the LGBTQ plus goals have been protected in federal law for decades, he claims. Using the simple maneuvering of Biden's bureaucracy, he's tried to implement and impose that ideology on churches, foster parents, adoptive families, schools, and many others. So the bottom line is, and it continues with what he's doing in relationship to that, he's involved in trying to modify, change, and inculcate his beliefs into every aspect of the rules and the regulations of just about every department of the federal government. I see it as a major violation, especially now after the Supreme Court ruled that the Chevron Doctrine is unconstitutional. And for the benefit of our listeners, the Chevron Doctrine simply is talking about you have rules and regulations, and by fiat, those agencies can go in and modify, change, add to, and enhance or reduce the rules and the regulations and then try to impose them. And the U.S. Supreme Court just said that can't be done. So I'm thankful for that, Holly, that it may have some relief in the future for us on things of this nature. But I encourage our listeners, moms, dads, grandparents listening, to become involved. Join in Moms for Liberty. Moms and dads can do that. Grandparents can do that. Join in Moms for Liberty and do the battle as a joint effort. And I'm praying, Holly, that across the nation, governors across our nation will take a stand and embrace this movement to say to Joe Biden administration, we will not bow to what you're changing and doing. I believe we have Derby on the line. Derby, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, I have a point that nobody seems to mention concerning men competing in women's sports. Well, if a guy enters a women's competition, why don't the girls, the women there say, we're not competing. We don't compete against men. So all of them should withdraw from the competition. So there would be no competition because there's nobody to compete against except the biological guy posing as a woman. He'll be alone. So you cannot compete against nobody. So
that's a good question and insight. Holly, how do you respond to that?
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point, and I think more and more, I know before Raleigh Gaines stood up, there was a lot of fear about being vocal about this issue, especially in bluer states, but I think that more and more, I've seen more and more females are standing up and advocating against this, but it's very hard, because I know, especially in elementary and secondary schools, a lot of females don't, I know as a child I was very shy, and it was not something I would have wanted to be involved in or be vocal about. I was too shy to do that. And so, but I think the more people stand up and the more their friends are standing up, I think the more girls will have a voice and be able to say, no, we're not going to compete based on that.
All right, Derby, does that answer your question?
I couldn't hear too well. The microphone wasn't clear to me. But the second point is that what about the athletic director or school principal that allows the man to compete in a girls' sport? How come he or she is not prosecuted?
Holly, how do you respond to that question?
As far as being prosecuted, it depends on, and a lot of times this isn't a criminal action that they can prosecute anyone on, but what needs to be looked at is the school district rules about this, and so that's why it's very important to look at what's going on in your school districts and seeing what their rules are about this. They have the ability to implement rules about this. And so that I hope that they will.
Holly, that brings up a good question in my mind, and Derby might have the answer to that. I don't know. But what are the rules and the regulations, the guidelines, if any, for Duval County Schools? And with the new superintendent of schools, what is his position on that? Do you know?
We have just sent a letter to him about this, and so we're expecting a response. And so that's a good question.
Well, I know when Dr. Green was still superintendent of schools, I challenged on the air for her to either resign or be removed, because in conversation with her, she was without any high profile or any acknowledgement of it publicly. She was basically implementing rules and regulations following the same vein of thought that Joe Biden is attempting to do right now for the Duval County school system. And I'm adamantly opposed to it. And I believe every parent needs to check into what is taking place for their students in the public school system, Duval County being the focus that I would have, because this is where we live. But I think it's time that we, as parents and grandparents, get involved and stand up and say enough is enough. And we're going to have the grooming and the indoctrination and the weaponizing of our children in the classroom. It's bad enough, Holly, as I see it, where the kids in the classroom are being introduced to raw pornography and calling it sex education. And most of the curriculum that's written for the classrooms in the public school systems across America are written by either LGBTQ organizations and or their acolytes in doing so, and you know the bent, the leaning, and the direction that curriculum would have. So I think it's time that our parents recognize that we need to take a stand and honor God in the bringing up of our sons and daughters and grandkids that will honor the Lord in what we do. Holly, if the listeners need further information, or perhaps they need your insight and wisdom and directing, how can they reach out? What should they do? Give us another heads up on that while we have time to do so.
Sure. Our website is momsforliberty.org. That's the national website. But if you want to reach me personally, you can go to momsforlibertyduval.org. My email, there is a link for my email address, or you can email me directly at momsforlibertyduval@gmail.com.
Very good. We're looking forward to that, Holly. I'm so thankful that you've taken time to join us today. And again, I want to say, in case our listeners missed it, our governor in the state of Florida said, no, we will not comply. So I give some heads up and kudos for the governor, Ron DeSantis, for the state of Florida, for what he's doing and leading us. Holly, thanks so much for joining us. And I invite all of our listeners to tune in, join in with Moms for Liberty and stand for truth and righteousness for our schools and for our kids and grandkids. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our healthcare. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on